This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Julian and Sharitz. Now, it's nearly time for Budget 2020, but there are still some initiatives from Budget 2019 that are still being released. And one of those is the digital tax. Now, the government has just released guidelines on this, affirming that the tax will become effective on the 1st of January 2020 at a rate of 6%.
So how a digital service is defined is that it's a service delivered through a technology medium with minimal or no human intervention from the provider, that is, services that are essentially automated.
So this, they have a big list here, software such as antivirus, phone apps, streaming services like music, Spotify, media subscription, web hosting. Those are big lists. And the purpose of this digital tax is to level the playing field with goods and services not bought online between local and foreign providers.
So for a better understanding of the guidelines, this morning we have on the line with us Senthuran Ellalingam, Asia-Pacific Financial Services Indirect Tax Leader at Deloitte. Good morning, Senthuran. Thank you for joining us. So first off, maybe you could give us a little bit of insight. Is this actually a sales tax like GST but on digital products?
Yes, it is. So it's essentially expanding our current service tax system to make it broader to cover these foreign digital service providers, so bringing them into the net.
And we know that in the past, GST raised about 40 billion ringgit thereabout for the government on a budget of in total about 300 billion ringgit a year. So how much do you expect this to raise for the government?
So Malaysian Customs and the Ministry of Finance haven't really given any projections yet. As you listed out the scope of services, it is very broad. So I think at the moment we're sort of taking a wait-and-see approach to see how many businesses sort of get registered and come into the net. Although there haven't been any details released recently, when the government considered introducing these rules a couple of years ago, the Director General of Customs at the time sort of anticipated getting at least a couple of billion ringgit from additional revenue from introducing this kind of tax.
And will the Malaysian government be collecting the tax from the foreign service provider?
Yes. So how the rules work is that the foreign service provider would have to register in Malaysia. They would collect the tax from Malaysian customers and then pay that to the government. So the foreign service provider would be effectively the tax collector here. But in terms of actually who pays the cost, it's most likely going to be the Malaysian customer.
So, Senthuran, how will authorities determine exactly what counts as a transaction with a foreign service provider? And the transaction here must be transacted online in Malaysia to be subjected to the tax, yes?
Well, essentially, how the rules work is it doesn't really look at where the services are consumed. What you're looking at is where the consumer is located, and so that can be their usual place of residence. So the authorities have given us some criteria to work it out. So in terms of residence, we would look at their mailing address, their usual sort of home address that they would submit, or business address if it's a business. But then there's other criteria like looking at the phone number, so the area code for the phone number, whether they're using a debit card or a credit card issued by a Malaysian bank when they're making payment, and of course the IP address. So all of these factors can come into play in terms of working out whether a particular customer is in Malaysia.
And Senthuran, what do you think is the government's policy intention here? Will it kill off the digital sector, this fledgling digital sector? And also some have said that this is also a middle-class tax.
Okay. The policy intention is really around getting a level playing field. So at the moment, if you have a local player in Malaysia who's providing these services, they would most likely have to charge tax. These foreign service providers at the moment, they're not within the scope of the tax. Now, what Malaysia is doing is not unique. Other countries globally are introducing similar rules or have already done so. Singapore, coincidentally, also going live with their own version of the rules on 1 January as well. So this is not something that we're doing in isolation.
And just how much new revenue does the government estimate to collect?
Well, again, we haven't really got those exact figures. Conservative estimates are saying, a couple of billion ringgit. Given the broad scope of this tax, and given the size of the digital services industry, it could be quite significant. But I think we just have to wait and see in terms of how many of these foreign service providers decide to comply with these rules and get registered.
Thank you so much, Senthuran. And that was Senthuran Ellalingam of Deloitte. And as he said, now it's a bit of a wait-and-see game to see which of the big players will be complying with the tax. Lazada Malaysia, for one, has said that they are ready to embrace the digital tax. And their chief business officer said that they are already working with the government on this. And they want to change the ideas behind the policy and the thinking.
Yeah, I was and still am a supporter of the GST because I believe that even though it caused hardships in certain sector of the economy, I believe that a consumption tax will tax the rich more than the poor, especially those who spend a lot of money on broken bags, for example, right? They would have to pay more taxes. But as far as the digital tax is concerned, I don't know whether it will hurt the middle class more than the very rich people who will probably go to Pavilion to do their shopping rather than go online shopping, right? So now we have this schism between people who don't pay the GST when they shop in an offline luxury store and people who actually go online and having to pay this consumption tax.
So I'm still trying to compare our digital tax with the one that we've been hearing that's happening in Europe. So for us, it's very clear that the ones who are going to be paying the tax is the consumer itself. From what I'm taking from the US and France arrangement on the digital tax, it is the company that will be paying tax as a result of of the revenue that they make. So that's something that would be good to be clear about. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of knowing companies that are making money in that country whether they'll be taxed on the business that they make.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be interesting to see what more information comes out as we see the effective implementation date of the digital tax come forward. But right now, there's also some other local news this morning, specifically in regards to the Purchasing Managers Index. So the IHS Market Malaysia Manufacturing PMI marginally fell to 47.4 last month from 47.6 in July. And this is the lowest reading we've seen since March. Malaysia is one of three countries, others being Singapore and Indonesia, that reported such a fall.
Yeah, we are also seeing global weakness in this kind of trend as far as the purchasing managers are concerned. The reasons being cited, we all know about it, is the trade tensions, their tough demand conditions, as well as higher operating costs as well.
So overall, Asian manufacturing sector operating condition also fell about 4 years low. We're also looking at deterioration of operating conditions in Malaysia as a result of tough demand conditions as well as higher operating cost.
So, however, IHS's chief business economist has said that manufacturers in Malaysia are remaining optimistic that demand will be strengthening again in the coming months. Its survey showed that optimism for the year ahead is at its highest since late 2013. So firms are actually taking on more staff, launching new products to drive revenues. And also, apparently, in August, firms responded by raising prices at the fastest pace in 9 months.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.